Blog Talk Radio.
Crazy, man. I love the orcas that jump up and splash. Now, listen, when I go there, what the hell is going to jump up and splash?
The stingray.
Sperm whales? Oh, shit. Watch out.
Nothing anymore. The last generation of orcas that are there right now are going to be the last one. So.
Man, go get your tickets right now to go down there to SeaWorld and check those things out. Because if you don't see them now, man, shit, you ain't never going to see him. Our show number for you guys to call in and give us a call and talk about whatever you want, the number is 516-418-5758. And we'll be looking forward to anybody who wants to call in. And I do mean anybody, because we're getting right back at it. This is the Rel and Randy Show in full effect. We want you guys to feel comfortable right back at home.
Yep.
In the zone. Get your phone out, dial those numbers, 516-418-5758, and you store that number in your phone. When you store it in the phone, you store it as the greatest podcast show ever that I will be calling Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 o'clock.
Yes. And
unless posted otherwise, because we just kind of fucking throw the times up late, you know, last second, so we apologize.
And if you can't call, just log into the website, blogtalkradio.com/RailAndRandy. You got to spell and out.
Tony, what's up, man? Call us up. We need to check the phone lines to make sure they're working. I'm telling you, man, we are getting so pushed back as far as where we were.
Yeah.
I went through some shit with this Blog Talk Radio. You seen me in here stressing when you came
in. He was sweating, guys.
I really was.
Full-fledged on sweat. Like, I thought he was lying.
Yeah, I had like what is that? Under the tit sweat?
Yeah.
Duck butter, whatever they call it. I had that going on, and I'm not happy about it at all. But that's all good. Like Rel was telling you guys, we're going to be talking about the candidates as far as the presidential race goes. A lot of people think that's already, you know, clearly set who the candidates are going to be, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. There's also another guy in the mix called Bernie Sanders, who I'd like to really get some word out on. I'm just saying. A lot of these candidates are different. A lot of them are the same. Pick what you like. Pick what you know.
Call in and talk about it. That's what
call in and talk about it. But
especially you Trump supporters, I really want to hear from them guys.
Well, Trump, man, he's insane. Let's just get down to it. He's reckless, insane. You said that the other day, reckless.
Right.
Man, you hit that shit right on the head. But he's also got a lot of great ideas.
I wouldn't call them great ideas, but he got
they're
some
great. There are. There are some great ideas. I'm not talking about the wall that Mexico is going to build.
I'm not worried about a wall.
So
I'm talking about the other stuff. I wouldn't call it great ideas, but I mean.
You know how it is. Anywho. I'm tapping out here, man. Not tapping out, but I'm peaking here with my levels. What about you? Where you at? You good?
I'm good.
Did you say we're gonna go do a Facebook Live?
Yeah, I was about to talk about it in a second. I'm trying to get this set up over here, this Facebook Live stuff.
Right.
I really don't know what I'm doing. It's my first time doing it. It's really in my face, normally like that. So
okay.
We might not be able to do it today.
Well, listen, we're gonna set it up. We're gonna try to get Facebook Live going for you guys to check us out here in the studio. We're also gonna be trying to do some shows with Skype, along with bringing in co-hosts daily. Weatherman Joe should have joined us today, but
he said he forgot.
Yeah.
I texted him.
Well,
oh, I forgot about the show today, guys.
He didn't forget because I called him at 2:00, which
okay.
was 3 hours ago.
So he lied
but,
to me.
Well, he might have forgot from when I talked to him to when he talked to you, but
okay.
That's no excuse. We should actually play the Weatherman Joe song in honor of him, but then again, he didn't show up, so fuck that. We're going to play something else.
Shout out to Negative Mike.
Yeah, Negative Mike, what's up, man? I'm sure you're negatively
that's
happy.
That's probably him right there.
Yeah, right? He's probably happy as hell to hear us, and he's probably, you know, rubbing his nipples right now, talking about, God dang it, I'm so glad my favorite show's back on the air, this and that.
You know it.
And being really positive about the whole thing. You know, he's probably doing all that. Positive, nipples, all that. He's
naked.
He ain't doing none of that. He's fucking idiots are back on the air. I gotta check this out.
Before we go to a quick break, which I'm pretty sure we're gonna do.
Yeah.
I wanna say thank you to everyone that supported the show last year when we was doing it. It kind of got some ground up under it and started going a little fast. And we really appreciate it. We kind of stopped for a lot of reasons. And then right when we stopped, everyone was like, hey,
really
why
into
did
it.
You guys stop the show? And then it's like all these people we didn't even know was listening.
Right.
So we want them same people to come back this time, gravitate back to the show.
It was really cool because you guys know me. I'm deeply rooted in the hip-hop community around the area. And I had a lot of people give me shout outs and ask to play music.
Right.
And also, you know, they appreciated the interviews we were doing, stuff like that. So we're really gonna amp that back up and get back to it. So I'm really hoping that these guys from around the area give me a shout, man. Call us up. Make sure you let me know you have new music dropping. Speaking of, Papa Chow will have a new mixtape dropping soon. And you guys will be hearing some of that music along the road.
Shout out to Jesse Strickland. He's running at the Wildwood at their first home track meet today. He's one of our Pee Wee kids that played football with us. Shout out to Wildwood Pop Warner.
For sure.
And shout out to Jesse. Go Jesse.
So let me break this thing right down to zero for you guys. We're starting back up. This is the Rel and Randy Show. Once again, guest call-in number is 516-418-5758. If you want to call in, 516-418-5758. Now, let me tell you guys about this. This is the Rel and Randy Show. Last year, we were a little bit, you know, abrasive. This year, we're taking a whole new approach. Okay, this is a whole new show. And what I mean by that is, let me stop and give thanks to God, our Lord and Savior. And no, I'm kidding. We're going to get down and dirty just like we were, man, back in the Dizzy. All right, we appreciate you guys. We're going to go ahead and run into this guy, NAV Nav. He's got a song, it's called Myself.
If you guys hear me like hear and all that type of noise in the mic,
that's him eating fucking peanuts.
I'm eating peanuts.
Brought to you by Wildwood Drive-In. You need some shit, they got some shit. Roll through and I'll get it.
They got the best Cajun peanuts and sweet tea in the town.
And Arnold Palmer's off the chain in there, man.
And just like last year, I used to always have a snack during the show because I needed it. So
516.
This is the number to the show.
418-5758. All right, we're going to run that, man. Listen, guys, once again, this is the Rel and Randy Show. Call in. We appreciate you guys listening, but we're going to play right now. Nav, how you say it?
I don't know. You know what you're talking about.
Nav, it's called Myself. Check it out, guys.
Driving solo, I'm just swerving through my ends. When I'm sober, I just don't like who I am. Pull me up before and I feel like myself again. Roll me up some dope and I feel like myself again. I'ma break every box they try to put me in. I got a lot of enemies who used to be my friends. Pull me up before and I feel like myself again. Roll me up some dope and I feel like myself again. I was sober for an hour, but I'm rolling off a bean now. The drugs, they give me confidence, I'm saying what I mean now. The Zannies help me slow up, the lean, they help me speed down. Ballin', yeah, I'm ballin', I won't hit it if she beat now. Callin', yeah, she callin', your bitch got me on the speed dial. Driving through the racks, I look at faces, don't see no smiles. It's grimy in the six, who can I trust, I never know now. Sprite is extra dark, now my doggy in the dog pound. They say I'm on the come up, but I've been on the calm down. See me doing good, they start to hate, that's how it goes. Now I don't know why they mad at me, I always stay 10 toes down. Driving through my city by myself, that's how I roll now. Driving solo, I'm just swerving through my ends. When I'm sober, I just don't like who I am. Pull me up before and I feel like myself again. Roll me up some dope and I feel like myself again. I'ma break every box they try to put me in. I got a lot of enemies who used to be my friends. Pull me up before and I feel like myself again. Roll me up some dope and I feel like myself again. I remember being a kid, my teachers told me I wouldn't be shit. Diamonds in my pinky look like water, make me seasick. Never had no house, so don't approach me on some free shit. Did this by myself, so why the fuck would I do a remix? His bitch gave me top, don't want the pussy, he can keep it. Money and the power, fuck respect, cause I don't need it. Driving to the west, I popped the bean and now I'm speeding. Know some people in the six that diss me for no reason. Sending shots on road, I never see them. Taking L's, they taking L's, I never wanna be them. Got your bitch beside me, she just asked me what a bean is. Put a number in my phone and you know how to lead it. Driving solo, I'm just swerving through my ends. When I'm sober, I just don't like who I am. Pull me up before and I feel like myself again. Roll me up some dope and I feel like myself again. I'ma break every box they try to put me in. I got a lot of enemies who used to be my friends. Pull me up before and I feel like myself again. Roll me up some dope and I feel like myself again.
Driving solo, I'm just swerving through my ends. Pull me up before and I feel like myself again. I'ma break every box and try to pull me in.
Are freaking good, man. All jokes aside, these are the best peanuts I've had from there in a long time. We're back. Rel and Randy Show. Guest calling number 516-418-5758. We're looking out right now waiting for you guys to call because I'm telling you, we're about to crank this show up. And as soon as we think, as soon as we get on a roll, we ain't stopping. That's all I'm saying. Man, these peanuts are good. Jesus Christ. We got Rello trying to set up the Facebook Live right now. Probably not going to work out right there, bro.
Just bear with me, guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, here, look, let's get into it. Latest in the hip-hop news. Kiss bassist Gene Simmons says he is looking forward to the death of rap. Now, I know what he's talking about when he says that, but at the same time, I'm not sure he means exactly what he means until I read this article, and I was 100% sure he meant exactly what he meant. Gene Simmons, bassist for over-the-top rock band Kiss, expresses his displeasure with the state of the music industry, especially hip-hop music, in an interview with the Rolling Stones. This isn't really surprising coming from old white dude whose cultural relevance has been declining since the 1990s. But Gene Simmons, that's the dude with the long tongue, ain't it?
Yeah, the one that had his fucking, had his spine or some shit. Like, I don't know.
Anyways, his quotation is, "I'm looking forward to the death of rap. I'm looking forward to the music industry coming back to lyrics and melody instead of just talking." Gene Simmons talked to Rolling Stones. This is what, a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
What else do we got? Simmons isn't too far outside of his norm. Plenty of the former rock stars have laid into today's rap and electric music. Man, people hate hip hop.
I hate it sometimes, to be honest with you.
Well, I know a lot of the hate usually ends up in the lap of Kanye West. A lot of people give him a lot of shit, but his music is good, but his character is horrible.
His music really not all that good, bro.
It used to be really good.
It used to be really good.
And he's actually pretty damn lyrical. A lot of people just don't know because they don't know how to dissect the lyrics. So, anywho. Kids, gotta love them. Can't live with them, but they gotta live with you. Oh, gotta have him come back in here. Man, I'm gonna tell you what, it's hot as hell back here, man. We need to get this thing back right, bro. Definitely. All right, man, you want to dive into this Hillary Clinton?
Not yet.
Bernie Sanders? No, none of that yet?
Not yet.
You done talking about the orca whales right now?
Yeah, I'm done with the orca whales. I want to talk about the whole Uber dudes.
Okay.
All right, so check this out. I don't know when it was, a couple months ago, last year sometime. I think it was last year sometime. There was an Uber serial killer. Now, I don't know who all used Uber, but I have, especially when I was in California last month. I used an Uber, like, every day.
Right.
It's pretty awesome. And then in Dublin, where I was, they all had really nice cars, every one of them. So I had really nice and great experiences with Uber. So it's kind of scary when you find out it was a Uber serial killer.
Right.
And so I'm reading an article about him, and because I really didn't know nothing about all this. And he's suing Uber.
The serial killer.
The serial killer is suing Uber.
Why? Because Uber misled him to think that he could just kill people and get away with it?
Bro, almost. So you almost hit. Did you read it?
No, I didn't read it.
Okay, well, that was pretty damn close. That's kind of what I took from it.
Wow.
Basically, he was like, God dang it, I can't find it now. And I wanted to kind of quote it. So I'm going to just give you my rundown on it. Basically, he was like, being an Uber driver made him, like, psychopathic and all that great stuff. He blamed Uber for him killing people.
Huh.
So he's suing up for $10 million. And he's already been, you know, tried and convicted and all that great stuff. And honestly, in today's world, he probably will win. That's the crazy thing. That's the crazy thing about it.
He won't win. That's ridiculous.
I'm just saying, bro.
Nah, that's pretty
people
dumb.
People sue people over stupid stuff. You would just tell them you can sue a gun company for getting shot by their gun.
That's what Bernie Sanders was saying.
Well, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's what he want to implement as part of his little...
Nah, that's just something he said a long time ago and kind of, I guess it stuck with him. And
that's completely...
I'm going to tell you something
that's
about...
That's like getting hit by, getting a car accident,
mm-hmm.
and the person was driving a Chevy, so you sue Chevy.
Yeah, that's pretty much right.
But some kind of way, they'll probably win, bro. I'm just saying, some of these, I wish I can pull them up right now, some of these crazy lawsuits people win. So for a guy to blame the driving an Uber vehicle and driving people around made him crazy, because people might have been crazy. Somebody might have, that's what probably would happen, bro. Someone probably pissed him off one time. He probably was fine. Someone pissed him off
right. And
was rude. And then he was like, you know what? And he killed him. Not justifying it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
I don't know, man. I think that's crazy to think that he might even win.
I think he might win,
I think,
bro.
It's so far-fetched that if he had a case.
That's the point. Why would you? Who? They actually entertaining it, and they made it on CNN.
That's about as crazy as one man, one jar.
I don't even know what that is. The first thing that came to my mind was a two girl and one cup thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much right there. Pretty much right there.
Yeah, well, I don't want to know about all that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways. Well, that's nice, man.
I got another story, though. This
okay.
is pretty interesting, too.
Okay.
So, you know about Queen Nefertiti, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She's an Egyptian queen, and she was in reign in the peak of the Egyptian, when it was at its peak, the Egyptian civilization was at its peak
right.
for like 12 years.
Economically speaking?
Everything.
Okay.
The whole nine.
Okay.
So, she just disappeared.
Right.
After 12 years, she just went away.
Right.
No one had, I mean, obviously she died, whatever. So, they think they found her tomb. Almost 4,000 years later, they think
who disappears?
Mm-hmm.
And then, what did she take a whole bunch of people with her?
I don't know, bro. I mean, obviously she died.
But what I'm saying is, who disappears and then has enough people to? Oh fuck it, I don't know. She's a queen, whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, she kind of disappears, and but she obviously died.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Hold on, Tony. And so. So they found her. They think they found her tomb. I think it was on the north end of King Tut, his tomb.
Really?
Yeah. So they've been doing like the little scans and all that great stuff, looking behind. I thought it was interesting, honestly. 4,000 years later, you find her.
That's legit.
Find her tomb or whatever. They think they found her tomb. So they made a big old announcement in Egypt about it, and So it was pretty interesting. I was like, man, that's pretty awesome to actually find. If that's what it is. I don't know if that's exactly what it is, but if it is, that's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Big news in history.
Let's take our caller, man. What up, man? Welcome to the Rel and Randy Show. What it do, cuz?
What happened?
What's up, Pete the Freak?
What's going on? Why I thought you had forgot about that.
Tory
Lanez, you talking about Tory Lanez real addresses? I play that one?
No, you played Navo.
I played Nav. Nav.
Yeah,
Navo. Yeah, he's pretty straight. He's got a song. I think it's called The Man. He's pretty decent with that one. I like that.
If anyone don't know our caller, his name is Tony, a.k.a. Google Man.
A.k.a. Pete the Freak.
A.k.a. Pete the Freak to the Rel and Randy Show. That's his nickname.
Fucking
but anyway. But, Tony, while we got you on here, shoot out your information, let everybody know about your music and all that stuff. We're going to play a song by Tony, a.k.a. Google Man, today, right before we get into our political segment, which you're probably going to do pretty soon. So go ahead and shoot your stuff out, man, so everyone know where to find you, know where they can listen to your music at, and all that great stuff.
What's happening? This your boy Google Man. Make sure you spell my shit with three O's. You can find me on SoundCloud, Facebook, Reverb Nation. Oh, I'm playing this man, my bad. Reverb Nation, I got a lot of videos on YouTube. Shout out to my boy Randy. We did a cover track. Yeah, man, check me out.
Hey, man, listen, while we got you on the phone, I figured we might as well talk to you about it. What was What was the inspiration for your mixtape? What exactly kind of drove you to write the songs the way you did? What to make this type of songs you made? What was the inspiration behind the mixtape?
Pretty much the system, man. It's like being black and seeing how, like, I'm not directly affected by it, but I am directly affected by it, that making sense. How you get stopped for a fucking basic, you know, traffic stop, and they gun your ass down. It's pretty much that.
Hey man, you got some horrible cell reception, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
but other than that,
yeah, because you live in that big ass mansion in Colorado and don't get no cell phones reception.
I don't know how much you heard, but yeah, it's basically it was. I thought about it like based on what's going on in the world right now. That's pretty much the gist of it.
What about white America, man? What's behind that? What, you know what I'm saying? What made that song, you know, what it was?
Anger, hurt. It's just all type of emotion, man. Like when you sing it, bullshit, and then my own album. That's why I had to put something together, you know. White America, we live in a white America. Ain't no room for a black man, but we taking shit. And that, hold on, correct myself. It just ain't about black men. It's about minority tears. How about that?
Okay.
Google man for president.
No, sir.
Hey, Google man, degradation. Look it up. Spell his name with three O's, bitch. Go get his mixtape. It's on datpiff.com. Google man, degradation. Check it out. It's a pretty good mixtape.
My favorite Google man song is Google man is here, and it's about 7 years old, but it be jumping though. And you don't
yeah,
say
I
nothing,
play
but
that one day,
yeah, you do. You gotta let them know where you come from. But I appreciate the call, bruh, bruh.
Hey, how's the show sound, Pete Freak?
Hey man, it sounded good on my end, man. And then peaking. I know you said you were peaking or whatnot, but it don't sound bad on my end at all.
Okay, sounds good, man. All right, man. Well, listen, take it easy, and we're gonna take it out right now. We're gonna play White America right now, for everybody out there listening. That's Google man. Check him out. All right, man.
All right.
Here we go. Google man. Spell his shit with three O's.
Freedom. We ain't got none. Justice ain't got nothing. Trying to make a change in these shackles and chains. Oh, we need a better way. Cause they tell the brother man, say that. Tell the sinner man, say yeah. Get a white man that cry. Let him say God we trust. Let the brother man, say that. Tell the sinner man, say yeah. Go and shoot the white man down. Tell a man in God we trust. White America. White America.
America. What the fuck? Police, instead of us, they got the gun. You better just get out of luck.
who the fuck they think they are, white Americans.
That song was by Google Man with three O's, titled White America.
It's on DatPiff. Go get it. DatPiff.com. Go look up Google Man. Spell his name with three O's, okay?
Awesome.
Spell
song.
That shit with three O's.
Awesome song. Awesome song. I think personally it was a good
song. It was
song.
A great song.
I mean,
if I listen to it, I feel like I'm
black?
I don't feel like I'm necessarily
black
along them
and,
lines,
and,
though, right?
Black
I feel
man
like,
and mad.
You know why I think it's a great song? Because it paints such a good picture of, like, pissed off.
White America?
Nah, pissed off against
white
America.
America.
But it, nah, hold on, cuz. Let me dial it back. It paints a good picture about what's going on and the reasons why somebody's mad. You know, you always hear black people say, I'm pissed off. It's, but that gives the reasons why he's pissed off. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
We're on the same page right now?
I'm a black man in white America. Of course I do.
Okay, 10-4. Hey, Tony, good song. Like I said earlier, I think that was a good way to segue right in to our political talk.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to climb this mountain?
Ready to climb it. We've been low-key climbing it for some months now.
This is the Rel and Randy Show. Our number, if you want to call us, 418-5758. Call in anytime. We'll get your call. If you want to hear us talk about anything and anything, next Monday will be our next show, and that will be at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Right before dinner time. Right when you're getting off work. Log in. Check us out. Except for fucking Negative Mike, who is quote-unquote always at work. You don't know what work is. Anyways, like I said, call in and we want to talk to you guys. The Rel and Randy Show, man. This is brought to you by Steel Reserve. Alloy Series. Blackberry. Go and get it. 211s all the way, baby.
They get your toe up on a Friday.
Get your toe up from the flow up, man, for real. I love these things. Get two of them in your system and you'll be good to go. Coast all the way through to the weekend. To the work week, actually. 516-418-5758. We're going to keep pounding that into your guys' head, man, just because we want you guys to call, interact with the show. That makes for the best shows we have. Let's see, man. Just comparing Hillary Clinton versus Bernie Sanders, let's talk a little bit about that. What I notice when I look at this, Hillary versus Bernie, is they have a lot of the same views,
mm-hmm.
but they also have some minor differences, you know what I'm saying? Just a few things that I picked out. Minimum wage supports raising the federal minimum wage. Both of them do that.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary wants to raise it to $12 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie wants to raise it to $15.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me break that down for you real quick. Bernie Sanders, everyone knows, is a socialist, right? So he's going to tax the shit out of you. But he's also going to give you a bunch of shit free. He's going to work on Social Security. He's going to work on college. He's going to give everybody all the opportunities in the world. But he's going to tax you for it. And he's also going to tax big coal companies, this and that. So with that being said, I think the winner in that minimum wage difference, 12, 15, I kind of actually side with Hillary.
Mm.
And the only reason I say that, and this is between Clinton and Sanders, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, whoever else you want to throw in there is not in the mix right now. So we're just strictly talking about Clinton and Sanders.
The Democratic guys.
Democratic, yep. And these are the main ones. No one's going to win it besides Clinton or Sanders. And it's probably going to be Clinton. Just because she's pretty, and Sanders is probably going to fucking, you know, once he becomes president, he's probably going to go into like a bar or something and find a little chick that's going to slide under the table, suck his nuts a few times, and he's going to stroke out and die. So,
bro, it's too early for your rant.
No, that's not a rant. That's just some real deal shit.
No, bro.
I'm sorry.
Way too early.
Yeah, all right. So anyways, like I said, the socialist aspect of that kind of comes into play. But raising minimum wage to $15 an hour, that's definitely something that's appealing. However, the tax jump kind of might hurt that.
Bro,
so
real quick.
Go for it.
Either way it goes, if they raise the minimum wage regardless, you're going to get taxed. Whenever
right.
you give away free stuff, you want to provide anything free, you're going to get taxed. regardless.
Right.
It don't matter if it's $15, $12, $10.
Well, you're going to get taxed, but you're not going to get taxed at such a high rate.
Bro, yeah, you will.
Well, no, you're not.
You would. Let's say.
He's talking about raising the taxes. He's not talking about,
But the thing is going to happen regardless.
Well, it should happen regardless. You know why it should? Because fucking previous people have dug us so far into debt, there's no way we're ever going to get out of it.
He gonna raise
We've borrowed and borrowed and borrowed, and now we're sitting in a hole looking at everybody like, who's going to help us up?
He's going to raise the taxes, and then he's going to raise minimum wage and taxes, so it's basically equivalent to what it is right now.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I don't really get into all that great good stuff, but I'm just saying, like I told you, it all sounds good. It all sounds pretty.
Right.
But I don't really, I don't know, man. This is going to be a hard decision.
Yeah, it is. It really is a hard decision. That's why I want to get down to the nitty gritty. Let's
like that. Go ahead. Okay.
Healthcare. Let's get into healthcare. One thing that I notice about healthcare, their differences is Hillary supports leaving Obamacare in place. Whether or not you like it or not, I'm not sure. Whether or not I like it or not, I'm not sure. But I know what. If I don't have insurance next year, this shit's going to cost me about $2,600 between me and my wife. $2,600 at the end of the year is more money than I would spend if I didn't or if I bought insurance throughout the year, right?
Probably not.
Well, I'm saying, let's see. How much does it cost?
About $120. You're probably winning.
About $120 a month. Yeah, you're probably winning if you get health care.
No, you're probably winning if you don't with $2,600.
I got to do the math.
I'm just saying, bro, think about it. Just a ride from here to the hospital and the ambulance costs you about $500-$600.
You're right.
No treatment.
You're
just a ride there.
Right.
Then plus your treatment, that's your $2,600 right there.
Right. Whatever. Supports leaving Obamacare in place is Hillary Clinton. Now, on the opposition, Bernie supports replacing Obamacare. He supports replacing Obamacare with a single-payer healthcare system and calls for allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices with pharmaceutical companies. Also, he calls for restoring prescription drug discounts for seniors and would also allow drug imports from Canada.
Now, that's legit.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Now, let's get to this. This is actually what makes me, a little iffy on the whole situation. Hillary supports legislation that allows victims of gun violence to sue manufacturers.
Hmm.
He opposed it.
Oh, opposed
okay,
it.
He opposed
so
it. Okay.
She's a supporter.
Yeah, she supports. So she supports that victims of gun violence can sue the gun manufacturer. I don't know. That you know what? It kind of makes sense in this aspect. Look at
it don't make sense.
People
at all.
Who smoke, they know, hey, this is, bad for you. It has cancer-causing toxins and this and that and the inside, right? But they're still paying out the ass is
tobacco
companies. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people are buying, doing this or that. Well, that's the same thing. If you look at it, people know you could take a gun and kill somebody. But on the box, does it, specifically say don't aim at a person's head.
On the bottom of your Glock.
You know what I mean? Don't kill with this.
Yeah.
So, anywho, they both support background checks. And I know that Bernie Sanders is really strict on guns.
For recreational use only.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Skeet shooting, bitch. I'd be fucking Dave Chappelle up in that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's insane to sue someone for somebody that, like I mentioned earlier in the show. That's crazy. It's a bunch of bull. And that wouldn't get it passed regardless, because I think the NRA would probably like shoot her first before it got passed. But that's crazy.
Yeah.
It'll probably be a spike in crimes if I would shoot you if you could sue him as long as I get a piece of money.
Would you shoot me in the leg or?
Yeah, I would shoot
like the head.
Non-lethal place, bro.
Okay, cool.
Non-lethal.
We'll split that shit, right?
We're gonna split it. I mean, actually, you can even take a little more. You did have to endure a lot more.
I did.
But no, you know what? Now I'm going to take that back. I might need a little.
You might suffer a little bit.
Yeah, because I have to go to jail.
Late night, be like, shit, I shot my boy.
Yeah, not even that. I have to go to jail. So, it's kind of like, so, I don't know, bro, but I would shoot you. Would you shoot me?
Come on, man. You kidding me? Of course I would.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
What is a friend for?
Exactly.
Oh,
We're going to win.
516-418-5758. Give us a call. Rel and Randy Show. 516-418-5758. 5758. Right now, I'm going to jump into War Paint, which is a song. It was kind of a late retaliation by Meek Mills against Drake. And the only reason I'm playing this is because I had an issue with Meek Mills not ripping a new asshole for Drake when that whole beef came out.
Well, it's kind of too late then.
Well, it is. It's kind of too late. But at the same time, I was happy to see him at least put something out.
But
you
no
get what
one
saying?
Cares. I didn't even hear that. I didn't even think too try to find it.
We're going
to
listen to it. Here we go.
And when we come back, we're going to get into the good stuff.
We're going to keep diving.
We're going to talk about Trump and then everyone's views on what he talks about and what's going on.
Rallin' Randy Show, War Paint, Meek Mills.
Location, Toronto. Status, 5-star hotel, 4 Seasons. Them chunks right upstairs, they know not to come down here playing no real niggas. Move, I'm still up count 500,000 cash. Nicky in the bedroom sleep, life is good. I've been in my cell for a week straight. Locked down, 24, no more for me state. Damn, shit so real, seem fake. Damn, let me take you to the Green Gate. When we was selling white girl, Audemars shining like you need a light bill. These niggas dick ride like they don't even like girls. 100,000 for the jet, yeah, that's a flight bill. Damn, cost 4 bricks to go to live, nigga. Whole squad on some shit, that's how we live, nigga. 25 bad bitches, what we did, nigga. That's 50 different Louboutins, bleeding red, nigga. Woo! I ain't blood, not ain't crippin' evil. On the phone with the blood, talking Justin Bieber. I made a milli last week and I ain't touching evil. Straight cash, time to give them straight gas. Catch you out in Brooklyn, get your chain tookin'. My Philly boys will creep up on you when you ain't looking. With your little memes, I be with the real queen, screaming free the real preen. We be doing real things. Pull up with a bad bitch, whipping something real mean. Marching all these fucking drums on me like a drill team. I be with my young niggas, all I know is kill things. Don't make me make a real scene. See, OVO chain, probably take that shit. The dreaming wasn't enough, we had to chase that shit. You ain't writing, nigga, we caught you, can't erase that shit. And you claiming you hoes now? Why you stake that shit? Man, I hate that shit. Niggas be talking out their face, but soon as you body something, they be singing like they break. Wait, niggas dancing like they fruitcakes. Hotline bling, don't get no bang up in this new race. Pull up on the plug, swap the bag with the suitcase. DC4 on the way, that's niggas due date. Robbed you in your city and you told. Story from the 6, you hating on him, Lord knows. Culture vultures, now it's time to pay the souls. Soft as the lacrosse team, boy, that's word to hold. No reply, word to God, I'm on the floor still. Me and Nikki watching the sisters, I'm closing more deals. Dream chaser, double MG, we got the door still. Rock Nation, Atlantic Records, I'm on my 4th deal. When I met you, you was on my dick. Asked me to hold the DC chain and you want some shit. O'Malley told me get it back cause he like boys a bitch. And I'm like, let him get it too cause we gon' charge him trips. Fuck, boy. Charge him triple to where this real nigga stand. Chase us. Location. Philly. Move. Glock with 30. Status. Triple OG. Never been disrespected without retaliation. Trump. I've been in the hood for like a year straight. Sipping dirty, it'd be hard for me to stare straight. Damn, it's time to cut the dead weight. I'm trying to turn my CLS into a red race. When I was selling hard crack, you was scared straight. I dropped 9 and bought the Rollie with the red face. Meet the one that got the mill, the one that got the deal. I'm still lamping with the shooters and they popping pills. These niggas like to rap just so they get popped for real. It's time to send these pussy rappers, I'm they pop for real. I'm the type to fuck your mom cause she a sock for real. And I ain't got one, my pump playing shotgun. Quarterback that Glock Cam Newton and you catch a hot one. And for the fam, I keep shooting until the cops come. Reload, double back, hold up cuz I got one. Official only respect official when you are not one. No, we are not them. We be on some other shit. Deep in them trenches, ducking narcotics in the government. Chasing the dollar, flipping that powder, trying to double shit. Chewing like it's double mint. Man, who you niggas fucking with? Hey, Meek Mill, man, I'm gonna start running down on these niggas, too. Real rap. These
these niggas soft and they frauds. Check DC record, nigga, we flawless. Any nigga stepped up to the fucking plate got rolled over. I ain't just talking to be talking, nigga, check the resume. How many times we gotta fuck the city up for you niggas to pay homage? Fuck you niggas talking about, nigga, fly through 20 deep. I'm talking about 7 Rolls Royces, 3 Maybachs, 20 Rollies, 30 Cubans, 25 bad bitches, 25 Chanel bags, 6 caddy trucks, jumbo jets. Stop playing, nigga, we came from nothing.
That was Meek Mills, Meek Mills.
War paint, man. His little retaliation.
Way late retaliation to the whole Drake thing.
Yeah, it came a little late, but better late than never.
It is. In that aspect, it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, that right there was my take on the whole thing. It's better late than never. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then it really didn't go that hard. It went hard, but not that hard.
It was pretty hard. You must not have been listening.
I was listening.
You plugged in? Come on, turn the mic on. Is it on? You plugged in? Come on.
We got plugged in.
All right, give me a second. Let me fix him up.
Uh-oh. We got a guest in the studio today, guys.
Yo.
Almost. He'll be y'all of him in a minute.
Let me hear it again.
Yo.
Oh. In the zone! Hey, Ricky Will. What's up, man?
What's good, man?
All right, listen, guys. This is Ricky Will. This is my buddy. He doesn't call me his buddy, but I call him mine.
He's a good friend of mine, man. He's like a brother to me, man.
Oh. Yeah, listen to him talk now. About 5 minutes after the show, he's going to be talking mad shit. Ricky Will is a good friend of mine. He's a decent dude. He's got a good opinion. So we're going to bring him in on this political talk. He has no idea what we're talking about, but all we're going to do is base his thoughts, and we're going to call them the average American thoughts.
Here we go.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay, well,
that's perfect too.
Since I'm being put in the average American,
we're going to bounce the average American questions off of you.
Okay.
And if they apply to you, you can answer. And if they don't apply, you can just say pass.
I got a first question.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Well, I just made that as topic on Facebook like 2 days ago. I feel like dude is, I'm not going to say an idiot. You know, I guess that's what most people would call him, an idiot.
Here we go. Yeah.
But at the same time,
average America.
Yep.
come on.
I do feel like people like him because he's about drama.
Yeah, I like him because of his hair.
Nah,
you gotta have some stones to walk outside with some shit like that on your head. You get what I'm saying?
If I was a billionaire, I'd walk out with some hair like that.
Yeah,
I just walk out naked, man.
Nobody's gonna notice your pecker because they're gonna be looking at the damn thing on your head. You got a 25-incher down there. They'd be like, man, you see his hair?
No, but dude is about drama, and I think that people like drama, so I think that's why he's even relevant to the race now.
I'm gonna tell you why he's relevant. Tell you why.
What's up?
I believe he's relevant because he says what everyone thinks.
Right.
Exactly.
He says what everyone thinks. Well, I'm not going to say everyone, but I'm going to say most people think. And you know what?
Hey, let's jump into this caller, man.
We got a caller.
Let's jump into this caller real quick.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Caller, Mrs. Caller. This is the Rel and Randy Show.
The It Caller. Hello.
Yo.
Did someone ask Dallas?
I'm fucking hanging up on
these. Did you ask Dallas?
Oh, they're talking.
Who's talking?
Oh, that's us talking.
Man, come on.
Here we go. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can
hear
you.
Who's that?
Hello?
Who is this?
Yeah, we can hear. We got you.
We can hear.
Oh, this is Cree. Oh, I've
been
the whole time.
This is my dog, Cree.
Oh, okay. Well, hello.
Hi. I'm well. Just wanted to support you guys. Pretty good. I like it. I'm digging the show.
Hey, since you don't call in, now you got to tell us who are you going to vote for? And if you're not going to vote, why?
Sanders.
Why are you going to vote for Bernie?
A female cannot, listen, a female cannot be in office. We too emotional. That's it can't happen. I don't agree with it. Now, she's cool, you know, the whole nine. However, I would choose Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton any day simply because she's a female. Now, I've heard the things that she's, you know, that she's going for, but at the end of the day, I still would choose Bernie simply because when it comes, I'm a black female, And when it comes to certain things, he was more supportive of the black movement from day one.
Right,
so
true.
Not just with my race, but in general, because I am a female, I will say that I know we are some emotional people at times, and at times very unstable, and we're probably just our feelings instead of the logic. So
what's your name again?
My name is Cree.
Cree.
Listen, let me ask you a question. Is it the premenstrual cycle and the hormone imbalance and all this stuff that kind of makes women a little, you know?
She's the one that got into it with Mike. They was going back and forth a couple months ago, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, Miss Hillary Clinton is pretty old. I don't know if she's bleeding out the vag anymore. You know what I'm saying?
My mama ain't bleeding no more either, but she still had a symptom. So whether you're bleeding or not, you're still going to have those symptoms. Like, I know when my mama was supposed to have them because she crazy as hell. And
right.
She on my nerves. And I asked her, Mom, she's around this time, where you normally on your monthly? And she cursed me out, so I know the answer to it. So it doesn't matter whether or not she still actually is leaking. She still is a female. She still has those hormonal issues. Regardless of how old we are, we're still some pretty emotional women, whether they all want to admit it or not.
So can I ask a question?
Go ahead, ask a question.
Sure.
Can you hear me, Cree?
We got a question for you.
I sure can.
You say you can't hear me?
Yeah, she can hear you, bro.
Yes.
Okay. So question about this Hillary Clinton, since we're speaking, how do you feel about her being a woman in office?
I wish she said she don't agree with it.
Oh, okay.
That's not my cup of tea. I really hope she does not win, but if she does, it is what it is.
Right.
And so by the way, he really ain't shit. Don't play his ass no more. I don't like Meek Mill. He cannot rap.
Let me tell you what I think about Meek Mills. Listen, the only reason I play that is because I beat him down constantly about how soft Drake is and how he didn't capitalize on the whole controversy. Because in rap, writing your own lyrics, you know, biting somebody else's style is like a cardinal sin. You don't do that. To have a ghostwriter, a well-known ghostwriter at that, and you publicly put songs out and they've already been done before or this and that, Meek Mills had a platform to destroy this man, to destroy him. And he's got Nicki Minaj, one of the finest women in the world, who Drake clearly has an obsession over, all sorts of things that this man could literally rip this R&B, wannabe rap, whatever.
He could,
down
but
you
he
know,
didn't.
He could have, but
his,
he did it. You're right. And it drove me crazy.
Like, yeah, I don't even think his lyrics are even strong enough to do it. Simply
who's
because
that, Drake
me,
or Meek?
Meek. Me for one, I listen to everything, and I do mean everything. I'm somewhat of a boy. I'm still a female. Don't judge me, but I am. So when I say I listen to everything, I really do listen to everything. And if I got to go off of lyrics, I would never catch Meek Mill playing in my car simply because it sounds like he's always hollering. I don't want to hear that. And
that's
I
true.
Just don't think that his stuff is well put together. I just his lyrics, his voice, it just sounds forced. It's just not my cup of tea. So if I had to choose, I would not listen to him ever. He won't even get a
chance. I don't think my opinion. I don't think it's not well put together. I just think it's basic. It is.
Which
is a lot of hip hop.
One time he was in the studio and dude was like, "Hey man, stop yelling all the time. Stop always being."
Well, I don't think even yelling is the issue. I think it's just a repetitive theme in every one of his songs. He's not very adverse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes to that. So that's just my opinion. I mean, who am I to say? I don't have millions of dollars and I don't.
I was about to
sing
one of them songs, but I ain't gonna embarrass myself when y'all look.
Hey,
go ahead.
Go ahead. Do what you do. Just watch my food.
Don't do it.
But
I'm going to be with my friend.
Okay. Well, listen, I want you to call in all the time. I'm going to save your name. Let me see. Let me save it real quick. I'm going to save your name. And every time you call, I want you to know that I'll be excited.
Cool beans. I'm calling. As long as y'all have it after 5.
Yeah, we're going to start it at 5, I think.
Yeah, that's going to pretty much be around the same time every day. Every 3 days a week. Money wasn't Friday.
I can make that work.
Okay, even if you can't make it work, just support.
You better
definitely
make it work.
I'll always be supportive. Always.
Cree, we appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. And I'm going to play one of my songs. Tell me if I sound like Meek Mills and Sorry and all that stuff. You can call back in if you want.
All
right. Love you, big dog.
All right, Cree.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. You too. All right, guys, listen, We are almost out of time. We got 2.5 minutes left in the show. Any pressing matters we need to discuss?
Well, I want to get into the whole Donald thing. But
Donald,
you know
Trump,
what? It's all right.
You know what? We can discuss this more in depth on Monday because
that's
I think we all need to – I think you need to take a candidate. I'll take a candidate. Hillary or Trump.
Right.
I'll even do Bernie because you know that's my guy. I mean,
yeah, we kind of winged it. I'm gonna say wonged.
You gonna make up a word?
Wonged it. Well, we wonged it today.
We did wong it.
We wonged it today, and
I wonged the bell too.
And I think it went pretty good though for our first show in about a year. So I mean,
no, it's not a year. It's been a year since we started this, so it's been about a first
oh,
show
right.
in about
we,
8 months.
You're right. We stopped
so,
the show around.
Yeah. All listeners who, you know, definitely who participated and you know, who even listened, we really appreciate you guys. Write this number down. It's 516-418-5758. This is the Rel and Randy Show. We appreciate you guys listening. Tune in on Monday at 5 o'clock. We will be here, and we hope you are too. We're going to have more of the latest and greatest in news.
Sharp.
We're also going to have more music. Is it Country Munchin' Monday?
It's Country Munchin' Monday.
Listen, man, long live Pimp C.
Long live Pimp C.
Seriously.
My sweet like a butter cookie. Make them say,
yeah.
Sussy, sussy.
I got a young brown stallion, and she 20 years old. When she pop it from the back, you see that hairy asshole.
Hey.
Okay. Right. Anyways, man, to take us out, it's Papa Chow, man. It's a song called Schwarzenegger. Y'all check it out. You guys can hear this on SoundCloud or wherever else. You just go and search Papa Shower to pop up. Appreciate you guys listening. See you on Monday.
Peace.
Yeah. What's up?
I'm like,
it's Papa Chow, baby. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm like 1 through 12, because I'm always on the clock. Working nonstop, I just trying to get this crop. Had a plan to be the man, but then I put that shit in motion like a slot receiver, boy. And you ain't even know.
Flexing like I'm Schwarzenegger.